one of the most common minhagim that we're familiar with regard to Purim is that of wearing costumes or masks, dressing up. An interesting source of discussion in the poskim, even in terms of trying to figure out how far back that minhag goes in Jewish history, somewhat unclear. The first explicit source that is quoted as discussing the custom of getting dressed up is the Mari Mintz, of Yehuda Mintz, in his Tshuvas Simin Tesvav. There's an article on this topic by Rav Gedalia Oberlander in the journal Or Yisrael. And the Mari Mintz lived in the 1400s. He actually lived to be a little over 100 years old. And he discusses, as he writes, the partsufim, the costumes that the young men and young women, older adults and youth wear on Purim. And he was responding to those who prohibited the practice due to concerns of Eliyobash Gever, Simlas Isha, not to wear, men should not wear women's clothing, nor vice versa. And as he writes here, he says, he is justifying the practice because Gedolim v'chasidei olam, the giants of Torah, shenis gadalti etzlam, by whom I was raised, they saw their sons, their daughters, their sons-in-law, their daughters-in-law wearing these costumes and changing clothing, men to women and vice versa. And he says, if chas v'sham, there'd be some aveira, how could they not object? And especially since it's a question of an isser lav d'oraisa. He says, it must be that these, as he puts it, gedolim and chasidei olam, had a raya that it was heter gamur, and there's no even hear her aveira here. Unlike, he says, that tzeduki, that muhram, and he names a certain individual whose name I don't recognize, who apparently was very vociferously opposed to the practice. This is the Mahari Mintz, which has led many to write that this custom evolved in Italy, because Mahari Mintz was a rav in Padua, Italy, for 40 plus years. But the truth is, he came to Italy from Germany. Perhaps why he's called Mari Mintz. And if he speaks of seeing the children of Gedolim and Chasidei Olam that he was raised with, sounds like he's referring back to his childhood in Germany, that this was a minhag already in the early 1400s. And he, with regard to the shaila of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, argues that it's mutter, because the same way he says we find Balei HaTosfos are quoted as having justified the practice of people grabbing items from others as part of the Simchas Purim, he speaks of the food that the young boys would grab from one another, even without permission of the owner, because of Simchas Purim. And there's no Isser Gezel, he says. Apparently because of Simchas Purim, you're not doing it to steal, you're doing it for Simchas Purim reasons. See, he argues the same is true with regard to Liyobash Geber, that the kavana, the intent in boys dressing like girls and vice versa, is not for immoral purposes, not l'shem niyuf. It's rather for the sake of Simchas Purim, he says, and he argues therefore that should be mutter as well. And the Ramah quotes this lahalacha in Tofresh Tzarivav. The Ramah says, Mashanagu lilbosh pratsufim bepurim, Geber lo veish simlas isha, isha klei Geber. There's no iser bedavar because they're not mechavein for any reason other than simcha ba'alma. That's the Ramah, like the Mahari Mintz. Mitzad Sheni, the Bach, writing in Krakow, late 1500s, early 1600s, writes that just because Balei Tosfos are matir or melamed zchus, the issue of gezel, people chap without permission from one another, says, okay, Yisroi Mominis, Hefker based in Hefker, but it didn't have certain leeway with regard to Yisroi Mominis that we're not going to insist that they don't do it if it's Mishum Simchas Purim. But Nisr Doraisa, he says, L'yobash Gever, but they didn't, can't be Matar Nisr Doraisa. So the Bach says the only justification he has is Mutav Shiyu Shogigin. They don't know any better when they're dressing up boys and his girls and vice versa. He says he thinks that Yerush Shemayim should tell his household and family members not to violate an Issa Doraisa, not for the sake of Simchas Purim, not for the sake of being Mesmeh Chasin Vekala. In that regard, he quotes a Yerayim, one of the Balei Tosfos, of Lezer of Metz, who criticized those who would dress up for Simchas Chasin Vekala, boys as girls or girls as boys. The Taz, the son-in-law of the Bach in Yeredeya Kuf Pei Beis, writes that my father-in-law said it's Usser. And the Taz also says, Hashomea le'esar, tav olav bracha. There's many mechsholos, many problems that can result when people are not recognized as male or female. So writes the Taz. Also 1600s. Interesting bit of Musser when one looks in the drushos of the Olos Ephraim, that's the Kli Yukar, who was Rav in Prague, Rav in Lublin for a time. Also late 1500s, early 1600s. It's a sefer Olos Ephraim, not as well known as his Kli Yukar parish on Chumash, but it's a sefer of drushos that he gave to his Kehila. So he speaks in Simon Shintes of the Purim behavior that he sees in his Kehila. And he criticizes the individuals who, he says, change their appearance, putting masks on their faces. They turn into another person altogether. No one recognizes who it is. He says, men turn into women. They cover their eyes, cover their faces. You don't know who's going where. And then he adds, they drink, they get drunk, they vomit in the streets, he says. And he ends up by saying, HaKazeh Yihyeh Yom Mishteh V'Yom Ratzon LaHashem. This is a Yom Mishteh. This is a day of Simcha. This is a day of Ratzon LaHashem. This is how you are Mesameach. This is the Olos Ephraim in the late 1500s. LeHalacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Pirmei Gadim. Pirmei Gadim says that if, let's say, a male is wearing mostly male clothing with the exception of one garment that is a female garment, and everyone can tell, he says, that he feels there's no reason to object. Not sure what the point of that is, but that's what he says, and that's what someone's going to do. He's wearing mostly male garments, but he's wearing one Beged Isha. He says that's not an issue that you need to object against when it comes to Purim. Ravadji Yosef, and he's a Chavadas Chelekei, just says straight out, it's a Daraisa, it's Usser. He says even young children, Mitzad Chinuch, you can't dress a young boy as a girl, you can't dress a young girl as a boy. Even Mitzad Chinuch, for young children, says you can't do that either. That's Ravadji and his Chavadas Chelekei. Just conclude with a couple of references to reasons given for the minhag. Perhaps you've heard some, not others. Maybe the more popular justifications or explanations that we've heard for the minhag are perhaps the fact that Megillah is Lashon Megala, to uncover Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in what appears to be just natural world events. We're looking to see God's hand in our daily life events. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is missing from the Megillah. We have to look behind the veil of nature to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes. And perhaps that might be one reason that's offered as to why people dress up, lav dafka men as women, but as unrecognizable individuals, so you can challenge yourself to look behind the veil, so to speak. One suggestion that is made, more simpler suggestions, Eliyahu Rabba, who says that Mordechai was Yatzeh B'Lebush Malchus. Mordechai was dressed in the king's royal robes, so we also get dressed up in clothing that is not our own. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. In the world of Sifrei Chassidus, the Ohr of Yisrael of Apt writes that when you see something that is so contrary to what you're used to seeing, it's amusing. It's so striking. It strikes you as funny. So part of Simchas Purim, he says, is to present such a unexpected appearance through a shinui begadim, from changing from one extreme to the other, that this reflects the venaha fochu, which is part of the simcha of Purim. Leave with one last, what I thought was a creative pshat, which I had not seen before, from Reb Reuven Margolios, famous Talmud Chacham, Gadol B'Torah from Tel Aviv, I believe, where he was a librarian. Remarkably encyclopedic knowledge. He writes in a sefer entitled Sichos Chachamim that perhaps the reason why people get disguised and dressed up on Purim is because since Purim is day of giving tzedakah, matanos levyonim, and the greatest form of tzedakah is when there is no embarrassment because the person giving doesn't know who he's giving to. So the recipient feels less ashamed. He says that might be the reason why people get dressed up. Behind the mask, you can't say who you're giving to. If he asks you for money, he needs money, you give him without him any suffering any embarrassment. That is, this is perhaps the basis for this minhag. Very creative, but somewhat original suggestion.